This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The NHL has eased its way back into semi-normalcy after nearly 4 months of lockout that had the fans grumbling and pundits wondering which teams would benefit from the stoppage of play when the games finally resumed. But there is no more wondering about the Chicago Blackhawks, who set a record last weekend for best start to a season, earning points in their first 17 games. The Hawks currently boast the best record in the NHL, and here to explain how they've done it is Mark Lazarus of the Chicago Sun-Times. Mark, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
On Friday night at home against the league-worst Columbus Blue Jackets, the Blackhawks continued their streak. The record now stands at 21 straight point-earning games to open the season. How long does this go on?
Well, none of us expected it to go this long, so I couldn't really tell you. The schedule doesn't get a whole lot easier moving forward. You know, obviously Sunday against the Red Wings in Detroit, huge rivalry game. That's going to be a tough one. The Wild come in. It's a home-and-home series with the Avalanche. The Oilers have always played the Blackhawks tough. I mean, eventually this is going to have to stop.
Tell me a little bit about some of the Blackhawks players who've been instrumental in this remarkable start.
Well, it starts with goaltending, which was, oddly enough, one of their concerns coming into the season. Corey Crawford had a tough playoffs last year against the Coyotes. He gave up two what a lot of people think are soft goals in overtime that helped a very good Blackhawks team lose in the first round of the playoffs. He came back this season. He was motivated by that, wanted to get that taste out of his mouth, and he's been phenomenal. And an even better story is Ray Emery, the backup, kind of an afterthought coming in, just a backup, and he was named the NHL's third star for the month of February. He's undefeated. It's been phenomenal with the goaltending and all the way forward. Patrick Kane right now might be the league MVP the way he's playing. When he has the puck, it's almost every time he has the puck, something amazing happens. He's doing these spinoramas and these no-look passes and scoring left and right.
The Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup in 2010, and then, to much criticism, the team was broken up. It would appear that perhaps that wasn't such a bad strategy for Chicago.
Well, it wasn't a strategy. It was a necessity. That was a salary cap issue. They just didn't have the money to keep everybody. But what they've done now is they're kind of rebuilding this team in that model. The role players that they lost, guys like Andrew Ladd and Dustin Byfuglien and Troy Brouwer and Christopher Stieg, they're replacing now. They're finding young guys to take those roles. Their third line right now, which is normally a checking line, a defensive-oriented line, has been scoring a lot of goals. You got Victor Stahlberg, Andrew Shaw, and Brian Bickle. They look a lot like those third lines they had during the Stanley Cup run, and that's what makes a difference is they can run four lines out there, and all four of those lines, Joel Quenneville believes, can play against any line in the league right now.
Based on their performance 21 games into this abbreviated season, is it possible to accurately predict how far the Blackhawks will go in the playoffs this time around?
I don't think so. The Stanley Cup playoffs are so unpredictable. Right now, you got to think anything short of a Stanley Cup final is going to be a disappointment based on how they've had one of the greatest starts in NHL history. But look at last year, the number 8 seed, Los Angeles Kings, just stormed through the playoffs and won the Cup. You never know what's going to happen.
Any worries that, let's assume they play great all the way through and win the Stanley Cup, there's an asterisk because people are saying, well, yeah, they did it, but it was a short season with a lockout.
You know, I don't think so. I think the playoffs themselves will be a full Stanley Cup playoffs, and that's what really matters. I don't think people put much of an asterisk on the New Jersey Devils from the 94-95 season, the last lockout that had a shortened season. The lockout was the best thing that could have happened to the Blackhawks. No team benefited from the lockout more than the Blackhawks because they're one of their best players, Marian Hossa, suffered a concussion last April and wasn't cleared until almost Thanksgiving. And he comes back fully healthy at top conditioning levels because of all the time off. And they had about the least roster turnover of any team in the league. So everybody came back knowing the system, knowing Coach Quenneville, what he demands, while other teams were trying to integrate guys into a new system with only 5 days of training camp. So that's how you get a start like this. I mean, it was the perfect storm for the Blackhawks. The lockout couldn't have gone any better for these guys.
Mark Lazarus is the Blackhawks beat writer for the Chicago Sun-Times. Mark, thank you very much for speaking with me.
No problem. Happy to be here.